Two long-serving African-American House lawmakers have run into ethics problems. Are they being unfairly targeted because they're black? Representative Charles Rangel of New York faces a public ethics hearing last week. He faced that. He's accused of 13 violations of House ethics rules. Now, California Representative Maxine Waters is facing her own ethics procedure contest. She's accused of helping a bank with ties to her husband receive federal bailout funds. Joining us to talk about the fallout from all of this is Jay Newton Small, a Washington correspondent for Time Magazine. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, both Rangel and Waters are leading members of the Congressional Black Caucus, and they are arguing, some of them, that this process, the ethics process, is disproportionately targeting African Americans in the chamber. Talk about why the caucus would think that its members are being unfairly targeted.
Well, sure. At one point in the last 2 years, all eight members, all eight sort of people that were under official investigation were all members of the Congressional Black Caucus. So it does feel like if the only people that are being investigated in Congress are black, it does seem a little weird or out of proportion. On the other hand, not all of these cases originated from the Office of Congressional Ethics, which is an independent office that was set up by Nancy Pelosi when they took control of the House in 2006 or 2007. That this is the one office they really have a problem with. Not all of the cases actually originated with them. Rangel actually referred his own case. Jesse Jackson Jr., for example, came under the Blagojevich trial, for corruption and trying to get appointed to a Senate seat. So there are external factors here, but they do say that this is somehow a racist process.
Okay. And they're not the only critics of this independent watchdog.
No, in fact, a lot of members, both Republican and Democrat, are very unhappy with this office. They say that they're too nitpicky, that they, that they just pick on little things, and that the way that they're referred, the way that they just don't like. I mean, for example, if you can refer yourself, and then all of a sudden your name gets put out there in the public as being under an ethical investigation, suddenly, you know, you're putting yourself under a cloud, and it makes members say, well, why would I ever want to ask the office any questions if they're going to put my name out there and have it be released to the press that I'm under an ethical cloud. So there's been a lot of problems with this office, and a lot of people are very unhappy with the way things are done and are pushing Pelosi to change it next Congress.
Now, how does this add to any ongoing racial tension that might be going on among Congress?
Well, the Congressional Black Caucus has been really unhappy, frankly, from the get-go. From, you know, they sort of, not from the get-go, but from the time when President Obama took office, mm-hmm. and they say that they've been ignored, that they thought this would be a time for them, that they would, you know, that black issues in America would really be highlighted. And if you'll remember, last year they actually boycotted voting for the Financial Regulatory Reform Bill and nearly brought down the bill because they said, look, you're not paying attention to issues of black Americans and poor black Americans, and you're just only focusing on issues of essentially, you know, urban right, not white, but suburban white or suburban Hispanic Americans, and we feel that we're being ignored, and you need to really pay attention to us.
Now, you spoke to Charlie Rangel about all of this last week. What did he have to say?
Well, he said that, again, the committee was really just nitpicking on little things. And he said, there are 13 charges against me. None of them are corruption. I'm not being investigated for corruption. These are all little breaking the House franking rule, breaking the House stationery rules, and that these aren't really big deal charges. But when you put together all 13 charges, because there are quite many of them, it paints this picture of a man who perhaps, you know, was more interested in the Charles B. Rangel Center for Public Service in New York than he was, you know, perhaps the public good, and it raises some questions of potential corruption.
Okay. I want to thank you, Jay Newton Small from Time Magazine.